Privileged to be with you again this afternoon. My throat sort of reminds me of an illustration I heard Linwood Smith tell one time when I was a little boy. He's talking about Christians who sort of blend in with their surroundings, and he was comparing them to chameleon lizards. And he said, you know, if they crawl over a green leaf, they turn green, and if they crawl over a brown stick, they turn brown. And he said, I've always wanted to throw one on Grandma's crazy quilt. Thought it might strip a gear. Well, that's about how I feel right now in here. I about stripped a gear. But I had a wonderful time visiting and singing with the brothers and sisters. And so I don't regret it at all. I just hope that everybody will have an easy enough time hearing me, because I won't be as loud as I usually am. Well, this afternoon, I want to ask you a question that you can answer within your own mind. How many of you know a man or a boy named John or Matthew or Philip or Andrew or Paul? Probably most of you know someone with one of those names or all of those names. There may be somebody here in the building today with one of those names. But let me ask you another question. How many of you know a man or a boy named Judas? Probably not many. You might know a goat named Judas, or a mule named Judas, or a dog named Judas, but you don't probably know a man or a boy whose mother and father named them Judas. And if you did, it would be a very rare occurrence, because today, the name Judas is not the sort of thing you call someone you love. It is a name that has attached to it a stigma of treachery and wickedness. But many years ago, there was a mother who held a sweet, innocent little baby in her arms and kissed that baby face and looked into those little eyes full of potential and hope for the future. And she called her child Judas Iscariot. But he grew up, and the life that he lived caused that name to be one of infamy and disgrace and treachery. And so I want us to consider for a little while today the life that formed that horrible reputation and some lessons we as God's children can glean from it. This afternoon, we're going to learn some lessons from the life of Judas Iscariot. Before we go any further, however, we have a wonderful opportunity to pray and invite you to humble yourselves as an appointed brother leads us.